Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi, a returning guest. Back in the studio, Maricela Arce is a program specialist for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. You made the trip back up from Austin.
Yes, I did.
How have you been?
Very good. Thank you for having us here.
I know that this is a very busy time of year for you. You tried to set something up in December. You met up with a colleague of mine. You were back in town, and I'm glad that you contacted me.
Yes, and we always enjoyed the support that you give the program, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you. All right, so for those that aren't familiar with the Texas Tuition Promise Fund, talk to me about what this is. Who's it for? Talk to me about it.
Well, the Texas Tuition Promise Fund is the prepaid college savings plan that allows families to lock in today's tuition rate for public universities here in Texas, most Texas public university. It's very flexible. Parents can open an account and put a small amount or build it up to buying up to 6 years of college tuition under our most expensive plan that we have. And it's very flexible, and it's for public universities in Texas.
Locking in rates now, why should family members, friends, why should they start thinking about that? Why is that important? It could be overlooked easily, I think.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the times it's important because tuition is not going down. It keeps rising through out the years. And just the fact to have something planned versus nothing for a child is very important. With this plan, you can start very small amount installment payments as low as $25 to get an account open and going, but as well as $15 contribution if you do a pay-as-you-go type of account. So parents can decide how much they want to save for their college tuition and pay it over time and be able to have some, if not everything, paid for before they go to college.
How long have you been with the Texas Tuition Promise Fund?
I've been working with them since it started in 2008. So this is our 11th year for the program. So it's very fun to see how now I speak to parents that already opened the account and they're using it for their kids. And some of them are happy. Some of them, I should have done more. And then others don't tell us anything. But, you know, it's very fun to see all those parents now.
So for the parents that do have regret, what are they regretting about it?
The child attends, they didn't save enough, or let's say they purchased only 2 years and the kid needed four, but they are happy that they were able to save something for them. So I never have received yet a negative.
Why I didn't hesitate to ask about the complaint or the regret, because no one's going to regret saving a lot of money.
Correct.
But as you were saying, some people are wishing they would have done something else. So really, it's the regret here is just not paying enough into it.
Correct. Or not even starting earlier than when they did. A lot of parents found out about the plan later, or they just decided to open an account when they were in middle school, which is something you can do. This plan is flexible where you can open accounts for newborn or all the way to high school, but just keep in mind that anything purchased in the account has to be mature for 3 years before it can be used.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
It's just kind of the type of investment that it is.
Okay.
It's a 529, so they want to make sure those units are mature before you can cash on them, or in this case, use them for tuition.
This is the part where I act like I know what a 529 is, and I'm like,
yes,
mm-hmm,
and
of
I
course.
Have to go back. Yes, a 529
of course,
is
a 529.
It's the I kind of compare with what 401ks are, but in 529 is for 401k for retirement. 529 is for college savings. The okay. difference is that any contribution you make to a 529 is after taxes, unlike the 401k. Mm. But the whole premise of saving, investing, will be used for higher education, and those it's going to be tax-free on those earnings, as long as you use it for college higher education expenses in an accredited U.S. school. The prepaid, which is the one we talk about, the 529 prepaid, is the one that you lock in the tuition rate, and it's only for public university because that's where you're going to get the best value. Mm. It doesn't mean that you cannot use it for private or out of state, but you won't get the lock-in tuition at those rates. You will have to pay the difference.
So you've been with the organization since 2008.
Yes.
11 years.
I'm still young.
Do you? That's why I always have to ask. I can never tell with you. Do you remember or do you have any numbers about what people paid for college then versus uh-huh. what they pay for now? I think that's a really good way of helping people understand exactly what we're talking about here.
Yes. When I started the plan opened in September 2008. We offer three different plans in the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. One is based on the most expensive tuition at a Texas public university. The second one, type two, is based on the weighted average price of a four-year university. And the third one is based on the average price or weighted average price of a two-year community college. The most expensive tuition was $9,800 to cover 1 year, 30 credit hours.
And that was in 2008?
In 2008. So okay. parents who wanted to lock in 4 years of tuition, they multiplied that times four. That's the price that it was going to cost them at that time. Now a parent is looking at almost $15,000 to cover 30 credit hours.
Wow.
So from $9,800 to $15,000 in the last 11 years, that's how tuition has gone up. Through it. So, yeah, the parents that opened it in 2008, they go, oh, it's working right now. But, yeah, tuition has been going up steadily every year. I haven't seen it go down or stay the same. But
it's significant,
we don't know
too,
yes.
isn't it? I mean, it's not a little bit or
yeah,
am I wrong?
Yeah, and I don't know the numbers correctly, but I'm sure it's been more than 5% each year. But it varies. Some of them, some years have been more than others. But
we're talking over $5,000 in about 11 years for just 1 year of college.
Correct.
So you're really saving a lot of money. So those
yeah,
people that got in at 2008...
Mm-hmm. So if you were looking for 4 years, that's
$20,000
that parents in 8 years, 10 years ago purchased
right.
versus the parent that would be buying now.
For the families that were a part of that first round, how did they find out about it? Was this a hard sell in the very beginning because it was so new and it was kind of weird?
Actually, we used to have a Texas Tomorrow Fund plan before this plan, and a lot of families in Texas know about it. It's closed for new enrollees, but that audience had accounts for their kids, and a lot of the time, they were the first ones who opened account for their grandkids. They were waiting for an open, similar plan to open again, so we had a lot of people that knew about the old plan.
They were familiar
with how
similar
locking in tuition rate would work. So that was one of our big push, just word of mouth. But we have marketing department where we try to push as much as we can information about the plan through mediums like this one or just going to do presentations at PTAs, being at conferences, talk to employers and do brown bag presentations. So that's been our work for the last 10 years, just to push it as much as we can through different community events or outlets.
What do you say to people that are kind of a hard sell about this when people don't really see the benefit or they're pushing back on a presentation? Mm-hmm. How do you talk to people and what do you say to them to help them understand that this is a great value, that it's actually going to really make a difference?
Yes, as a state employee, because we work for the comptroller's office, we try to bring them as much information as they can so they can make their best decision. We try to just explain when they find, okay, well, how does this work? we explain as much as we can. A lot of the most important question they want to know is what happens if my child doesn't attend a public university?
Or, I think that makes sense.
How much is it going to be? So there's a calculator on our website where they can go in, put their child's birthday, the type of unit they want to purchase, and it will generate the monthly payments. So they have a better idea of how much their monthly payments would be if they decide to go with an installment plan. But they can buy up to 6 years of college just cash. Almost cash. But grandparents can contribute to accounts. Uncles can contribute to account. Anyone can contribute. So that would be great birthday gifts, great holiday gifts.
Once it's open, anybody that wants to contribute to it, they can. It's not like only Correct. Grandpa and grandpa can add to this fund.
Anyone.
Anybody can get access to it, and you know where it goes, and you mm-hmm. know that it's safe.
Yes. And by telling that to the parents or people interested in the account, they kind of see the flexibility and the different options they have. So it makes it a little bit easier for them to understand how good it. But the benefit of having that lock-in tuition and knowing how much you have in your account will make it a little bit more accessible for them.
Your job is to tell people about this program, make them understand it, hopefully mm-hmm. get them to join in. Have there been any regions of Texas, any demographics that you've seen an upsurge and being a part of the Texas Tuition Promise Fund? Where are new people coming in for this?
We try to reach the whole state as much as we can through PTAs, ESCs, which is regions in different school districts. Mm. One of the audience that it's we're finding out that are opening accounts are grandparents. They do have the means available to do something like this, like a little nice gift for their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So that's one way we're trying to reach out as well with grandparents. But anyone in the state, it's coming, you know, bigger cities, more population, obviously they have it. But we're trying as much as possible to spread our information out so we can get, but no particular new groups.
Marcella Arce is a program specialist for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. You can find them online, tuitionpromise.org, or matchthepromise.org, which we will talk about in a minute. We've been talking about a bunch of different stuff. Let's talk specifically about the program mm-hmm. and what a parent or grandparent or anybody that wants to, what they can expect when they start paying in. What are the three options?
So we have type units is what we...
Units, thank you.
Sell in the plan or what the plan is about. The units represent a fixed amount of tuition and school-wide required fees at most Texas public universities here in the state. Redundancy. But and we offer three. One, as I mentioned earlier, is based on the most expensive tuition at a public university in Texas. The second one is based on the weighted average price of a four-year university, and the third one on it's based on the weighted average price of a two-year community college. You can purchase, let's say, 2 years of type two, three, which is the community college, and 1 year of the type one, and that will cover if your child attends a community college for 2 years and then not so much of an expensive school, but maybe a branch from the main ones like UT, A&M, or Texas Tech. They might cost them less, so you only need 3 years of those type of units to cover the whole four-year undergraduate degree. But if you know your child will attend a very popular school, which are the three top schools in Texas, are A&M, Texas Tech, and UT, maybe you want to look into the type one, which pays for the most expensive. That way you don't have to worry if you buy 4 years that you're not going to have to pay the difference. But you can start with a small amount throughout the years to the account and then just have whatever is that you decided to purchase for your child to use. You can pay the difference or you'll have units available. The way you pay them, we have different options. One is to do lump sum, decide if you want to buy 4 years of type one school tuition unit, you pay for it. As I mentioned, right now, the most expensive tuition is a little bit under $15,000
a year. Who's the most expensive? What's the most expensive
school? Right now, it's University of Houston. They have a nursing program. Yes, that it went up. It used to be UT Dallas here in Dallas, and now it switched to University of Houston.
I would have expected UT.
Well, they're really close. I mean, it's just a small difference, but it's followed by UT, A&M, and Texas Tech, and then it follows down. The weighted average university right now that falls under that type 2 would be University of North Texas, which is here as well. And the type 3, El Paso Community College, is about in the that line. I think it went up a little bit, but just to kind of give Texans an idea of where they are. But yeah, most of the popular school that are, they go under type 1 because they, I think type 2 is about $10,000 right now to cover 1 year. So anything that charges more than $10,000. And those are 2019, 2020 prices. Every September tuition is based on what the school charged.
That's the new payment is in September. Mm-hmm.
The new
cost,
yes. Okay. But if you purchase now, let's say 4 years of tuition, you lock it in at this year's rate. If you purchase an extra year next year, then it will cost you whatever price is next year.
For parents that are paying in, just so I understand, so we'll take that $10,000 number for a year. Mm-hmm. For parents that are paying in, once they start paying in, that's when the number locks in. Correct. So that's when the $10,000 locks in. They keep paying into that $10,000, and then once the kid gets to school, they're responsible for what is left,
Correct.
What's left over.
Yes, and that's where the installment plan comes in, which is another option of payment, and then we have pay-as-you-go. The installment payment, you can do a 5-year contract, 10-year contract, or until they graduate from high school. So if you have a newborn, the chances to have 18 years to pay it off, that's where... there. So if family wants to start planning, the earlier, the better, to start planning on these type of programs. But it's very flexible. Let's say a parent can afford $25 a month. They can go as low as $25 once they open an account to make installment payment, and then raise it to more if they want to add more tuition units throughout the year. And then the pay-as-you-go, you can make contribution as low as $15 anytime you want. Just keep in mind that that price could change every September. So you have 1 year with the same price, sales period, to make a plan. And then if you didn't buy it at that time, you just keep in mind that the price could go up.
For families that pay for the highest tier, then they go to a cheaper university. Mm-hmm. So there's a discrepancy there. Are you allowed to use those funds on books or something like that, something directly related to classes and classrooms?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Once you have, let's say you don't need the units or your kid goes to a private school out of state, any leftover units that you have in your account could be transferred to anyone legally related to that child. That's one option, and there's no fee, no taxes when that exchange happen or transfer. The second option is rolling it over to a regular 529 to use it for books, room and board, maybe their graduate school or PhD. Any higher education expense would be able to use. And again, there's no penalty or taxes charged because you're using it for higher education expense. The last option is removing the money or getting a refund. It's important to speak to a financial advisor to know what you're getting back, because they could be losses or they could be earnings. Those earnings will be taxed and penalized if you remove them and not use them for higher education.
So no penalties or taxes with the options that stay within the education system, let's
Correct.
Say. If you're just dragging money out, then that's probably where you're going to incur some
yes.
costs.
Yes, and that's when I compare it a little bit to the 401k, just the same
Makes sense.
Premise on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you ever had somebody pay for all 4 years in a lump sum? Is that something that happens where people just dump that money on?
Yes. I actually, at the beginning of working with the program, I had two grandparents that came to visit me in person, and they refused to not see me in person. And they came in and say, I want to buy 6 years for grandchildren.
6 years for four
kids?
I
said, can I be your grandchild? So I can, can
like,
I
do
help?
I work on commission?
Yes. It was a very cute story because both of them came in. They were older grandparents, and they said they were from Spain. And they said, we sold all our property over there, and we want to get our four grandkids taken care of. And I explained what the plan was all about. I say 4 years, you can buy up to six, explain all the details. And they decided to buy 6 years. And I hope these kids appreciate that because that wasn't really nice. But it was really, and they kept in contact for a couple of years.
Have you seen the kids go to school yet?
No, I haven't. We are not allowed. Obviously, I don't have allowed to contact them unless they contact us. But I would love to hear from them.
And, How long ago was that?
Nine years ago, maybe.
Oh.
It was like, yeah, it was about... When I first started, it was interesting because I was very impressed.
I like that they had to meet you first
yes,
to hear that. If you're going to spend that much money, I want to meet
I want to meet them.
I want to meet that person.
And actually, the oldest grandchild, the mom called me and because they were getting ready to use it, if I remember correctly. She called and she wanted to get what happens. Do they have to sign the grandparents, and I go, no, yes, they have to authorize it because there's a process when you redeem the units. And I explained it to them, and she understood the whole thing, so I'm sure she now knows for the other kids.
Do you remember how much money that they put down?
At that time, it was in the almost $10,000 per year, so that was four kids. And they bought 6 years, so it was, I was like, wow. But, you know, if some people can do it, and then I had great parents that do it, and that was one of the impressive stories.
Yeah.
But I had grandparents that tell me, you know what, I'm retired and I'm working now because I want to just pay for my grandkids' tuition.
That's amazing.
And the money from my new job is for that.
Wow.
Other that new parents that start with a small amount and then they call me back a few years later and tell me I want to add more to it because now we got a promotion or now we have the means. We were buying Pampers and daycare at that time.
I was just going to bring that up. I think it makes a lot of sense that grandparents are heavily involved with this for probably two reasons. One, parents are sometimes just keeping their heads above water with just making sure the kids are just staying alive, just being parents. But then all the costs and things that you incur with the kids. Grandparents, they'll have a little bit more extra income, so they're not going to have to worry about that. They may have even had to spend a lot of money on college for their kids.
Yes.
And they realize that there's a better way. Let's not let this person make the same mistake I did.
Yes, and that's true. And also uncles and aunts, a lot of the time, the first nephew, the first grandchild, you know, everybody wants to do something for them. What better than an education than toys that they won't look at them in 3 days.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, it's choices. That's why I like this plan. It's very flexible. It's very attainable. So parents can have something if, at least to get it started.
You said that you're not really allowed to contact families, which makes sense. Do you get to hear from families that have been a part of it? Do they keep in contact with you?
Some of them do. And a lot of the time is to add. They want to make changes into their account because they want to add or what happens if they need to use it, the school, their kid is ready to go to school. So we do talk to them. We don't have access to their accounts, so we always send them to the customer service so they can have a better view of options that they have. But the whole process to redeem the units is very simple. You, as a owner of the account, give permission for get the information of the student, the school, the student ID, and then submit a form that it's on our website, tuitionpromise.org, and the school gets it, we get it, and they pay for the school. And then you get a receipt of how much units you have available, what it took, etc. So it's very easy process when for people to contact. Everything is on the website.
It's good that you're bringing that up. Once you pay into this, it's easy to deal with, which I think is another thing that could be daunting. Anytime you're dealing with stuff like this, you're worried about how complicated it's going to get. What you're saying is whether you want to up or decrease payments, if you want to pull it out and finally start using it, there's different people to talk to.
Yes.
It's easy to do. You get to deal with a person, which is nice.
Correct.
But people are talking you through this process. There's not a lot of guessing involved. You make it easy for families to get what they pay into.
They need. And this is people that I've talked to. There's so many people that do their own research, and they don't know people like me that there's a representative with them, available for them. But we have a customer service number, 1-800-445-GRAD, that they can get all the information as well. But yeah, it's very simple as long as it's used for what is meant to be, which is paying for tuition. When it gets complicated is when you start using it for something else or trying, because then you will need more information.
It's built for a certain thing.
Correct.
Stick to that.
Uh-huh. Stick to that. That would be the best value for a parent or a family.
Let's talk about Match the Promise real quick. The website for that, matchthepromise.org. How does this differ from the Texas Tuition Promise Fund?
Well, it's an incentive for parents who are saving in the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. It's kind of a component for to help parents. What it does, it allows kids in 5th to 9th grade who have a Texas Tuition Promise Fund account, if they're eligible, they could apply for a matching scholarship. The matching scholarship could go up to $500 matching scholarship and some $1,000. And then we have one of the requirements to apply for a child is to write an essay about what they want to be when they grow up. We score those essays. The top five will be issue another $2,000 matching scholarship. Wow. If they qualify and win. So that's a nice little push for parents who think they started saving late, or the kids. They
That's
have an
great.
Account and the kid turn 10, you know, they're in 5th grade to 9th grade, and they go, oh, there's a little extra thing we can do if we're eligible. Of course, their requirement is to have an account, be in 5th to 9th grade, have the household income up to $100,000 per year, and make a contribution to their Texas Tuition Promise Fund account for at least $100 up to $500 to be able to be matched. Depending on what that contribution, that's what you're going to get matched. And then if they are eligible and win and the essay's top five scored, they'll get that extra $2,000 matching scholarship.
5th grade to 9th grade, I think Correct. That makes a lot of sense. 5th grade, you're starting to think about it. Mm-hmm. By 9th grade, this is happening, and it's going to happen a lot faster than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
So crunch time for them. And once again, Match the Promise for people that are already a part of the Texas Tuition Promise.
Yes, and Match the Promise has an application period from September to December. So this past year is closed, but if your kid is going to 5th grade next September, look into it and see if it's something. Because at the same time the application period is open, or enrollment period for Texas Tuition Promise Fund is open. So if you don't have an account, you can still open an account and apply.
Time to start working on those essays.
I know. They're fun. We have a couple of them on our website, so feel free to read them. And they are on matchthepromise.org. And you'll be able to see some videos, some example of what kids have. It's nice to read them. I get to read them and kind
great.
Of check them out. So,
all right. Normally, this process of enrollment for this is February 28th, but I'm glad you mentioned it. It's leap year.
Yes, we get an extra day.
We've got an extra day. So if you want to be a part of the Texas Tuition Promise Fund for this, for this enrollment period?
For sales period, yes. To be able to lock in this year's rates, and you don't have an account, this is the time to open an account till February 29th.
So you have until February 29th.
If you have a child less than a year old, the enrollment period get extended to July 31st. So that's somebody that perhaps they haven't had the child yet, or they still need information. Because what we find is that parents do not sign up right away. They kind of it takes time. It's a huge decision to make, and it's a lot of money if they decide to go with something like this. So in my opinion, it takes a year when I talk to a parent for the first time, and then I hear from them a year later, okay, I'm ready to do this. If you want to lock in this year's rate, you have till February 29th to open it for general enrollment. But you can purchase tuition up to August 31st with the same price. September 1st, because that's the new price for tuition, it's determined you might, if you buy tuition then, it might cost you a little bit more different.
So let's stick to the 29th. February
29th.
If you want details, if you want to sign up, the website tuitionpromise.org.
Correct. Or they can download an application there, or sign up online, which is the easiest way. They can also call 1-800-445-GRAD, and that's 4723, and they will be able to speak to a representative in Spanish or in English, depending on what they want to know, and get them to mail them an enrollment kit or anything they need. But everything is on our website where they can download, print, or sign up.
online, email, mail, phone. You guys have got it all covered.
Exactly. So hopefully all the information is there.
All right. Another half hour already done. It was great seeing you again. Marcella Arce is the program specialist for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund. Their website, tuitionpromise.org. If you're already a part of it, check out matchthepromise.org for extra deals and incentives. And once again, that phone number, one more time for me.
1-800-445-GRAD, which is 4723. And option 5 is for the Texas Tuition Promise Fund.
All right, it was great seeing you. Thank you so much for stopping back by.
Thank you. As always, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.